Track 12, Musical Memories. Alison Applin has provided a very thoughtful musical memory piece this month. Here is Maggie to tell us about Spirit of Place.
Spirit of Place is a phrase which captured my imagination many years ago. It can be defined as the unique, distinctive, and cherished aspects of a place, often articulated by artists and writers, and of course, musicians. The particular qualities of a place will inevitably mean different things to different people, giving rise to deceptions of the beauty of nature, for instance, or to feelings of patriotism or nationalism. So, let's explore how composers have attempted to express this spirit of place in their music. The German composer Felix Mendelssohn made several visits to the British Isles during his life. His first visit was in 1829, when he made an excursion to the Scottish island of Saffa as part of a trip to the Hebrides. Inspired by this trip, Mendelssohn composed the Hebrides Overture, better known as Fingal's Cave. Fingal's Cave is a basalt sea cave on Staffa, 6 miles from the Isle of Mull. According to legend, the cave is the site of what was once the royal castle of Fionn na Gael, anglicised to Fingal, though every trace of this supposed castle has vanished and its floor has given way to the sea. When Mendelssohn visited the cave, it was approximately 35 feet high and over 200 feet deep and contained many pillars of black basalt, as it still does today. Following his excursion, Mendelssohn sent a letter to his family with the opening phrases of the overture written in it and a note which said, "In order to make you understand how extraordinarily the Hebrides affected me, I send you the following, which came into my head there. The music is a vivid evocation of the drama of the place, suggesting the stunning beauty of the cave, with its arched entrance containing the majestic pillars where the rolling waves thunder in and out in a never-ending roar." Staying with the sea, it's no surprise that the English composer Benjamin Britten chose to write an opera based on the Suffolk tale of Peter Grimes, a fisherman in a small seaside town on the Suffolk coast, bearing no small resemblance to the town of Aldborough, where Britten was to make his home. The story is told in a lengthy narrative poem, The Borough, by Suffolk poet George Crabbe. The opera was conceived while Britten was living in America during the early years of the Second World War and was completed when he returned to England in 1943. When he first read Crabbe's poem, Britten was apparently filled with nostalgia for his native Suffolk, and he later said, "In a flash I realised two things, that I must write an opera and where I belonged. The story of the sea is a constant palpable presence. The swell of the tides, the ripple of the light on the waves, the call of the seagulls, and the roar of ocean storms." The four sea interludes are purely orchestral music from the opera entitled Dawn, Sunday Morning, Moonlight and Storm. Each a different musical portrait of the moods of the sea, which dominates life in the small village community. So, let's have a listen to the first one. Ludwig van Beethoven is often considered to be curmudgeonly angry and a difficult man, but he did also have a softer side. He was a lover of nature who spent a great deal of time walking in the countryside outside Vienna, and his Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral, is probably the closest you can get to a musical walk in the countryside. The symphony was completed in 1808, and the music depicts the emotions aroused by the sounds Beethoven would have heard around him. The sounds of a shepherd's pipe, of birds singing, streams flowing, and a thunderstorm. The five movements are entitled Awakening of Happy Feelings on Arrival in the Country, Seen by the Brook, The Merrymaking of Country Folk, Storm, and Hymn of Thanksgiving. Beethoven himself said that the pastoral is more an expression of feeling than painting. In other words, it sets a scene and it is a response to the feelings engendered by being in or thinking about a particular place. I suspect the bit of this symphony you will recognise is the final movement, the Hymn of Thanksgiving after the storm, often known as the Shepherd's Song. So here it is. We have considered composers' responses to natural surroundings. But before we finish, let's hear an example of a piece of music which was written in response to a particular set of circumstances in the composer's homeland, the spirit of which he felt was being stifled. The composer in question is Jean Sibelius, who wrote his tone poem Finlandia in 1899 in protest against the increasing censorship by the Russian Empire, which was taking place in the 19th century. He described this piece as a story of Finland's fight for freedom, capturing both the collective national struggle and personal identity. The music evokes not only the vast majestic landscape of Sibelius's native Finland, but also a sense of its national pride at a crucial moment in the country's history. Most of the piece is made up of turbulent and rising music, but the final section has a hymn-like theme, which was later given words and is one of the most important national songs in Finland, second only to the national anthem. So that is my attempt at trying to define the phrase spirit of place. And it is interesting to hear the composer's own definitions of their works. I'm sure you can all find a way of defining it yourselves in your responses and reactions to the world around you. And it does, of course, apply just as much to the written word and to paintings and sculptures as well as to music. Something for everyone.
Thank you, Maggie. I think these musical places will bring back happy memories to many listeners.